Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
That would help, right?
Yeah.
What
sure
the fuck? How do I forget the mic?
I don't know. Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's Monday.
Monday.
It doesn't feel like a Monday.
Doesn't feel like a Monday to you? Why? Do you feel you were working yesterday?
No.
Well, why?
I feel like ever since I had surgery, I just don't know what day it is.
No, you
I really
lost
don't.
Track.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Like on Saturday, I thought it was Sunday. Yesterday, I thought it was Monday.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you're really confused.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that didn't do something to your brain, that surgery.
I don't know, but I went to the movie theaters yesterday to see Lion King, and I forgot how to get there.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for like 10 minutes. I drove around the parking lot, like, and I was like, where is it? That was really bizarre.
Wow.
Yeah.
You hadn't taken any substances
or anything. No. Early stages of dementia.
Oh, no. Don't say that, mm-hmm. man. But maybe you're just confused from the surgery. I mean, it is invasive.
Yeah, but I go to the movies all the time.
I know, but...
Without a GPS. That was bizarre. It was just really weird.
Right. So how was The Lion King?
It was so good.
Really?
I give it a 4 out of 5.
I know. I'm dying to see it. I'll see it. For those of you just joining us, we do have a guest in the studio. We'll bring him on in just a moment. If you want to check us out, as always, on video, you can go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook, and you'll see us there. Thank you for joining us. And I did want to hear about The Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
So it seemed convincing, huh? But the animals sing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they talk,
so that's
obviously
weird, right?
No, it's the graphics in it are so amazing.
Really?
It actually looks like real animals.
Real animals, yes. Singing.
Yeah.
Do they dance too?
No. I mean, during the Hakuna Matata, they kind of like moved their like beaks if they had one, you know, but it wasn't right. Like they weren't dancing, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So it was
really
supposed
good
to be realistic.
I yeah
mean, you know, like mm-hmm the way animals really behave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't like about it is when Simba grew up, his voice, whoever was doing the voice of Simba, the voice wasn't manly enough for me. It still sounded like a child.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it kind of threw me off a little bit. I think they could have done a little bit. I mean, obviously they were looking for someone who could sing.
Right.
So they probably had to like narrow down their choices. It didn't match up to me because his girl was Nala, which was played by Beyonce, and she has a grown woman's voice.
Uh-huh.
So it just sounded, it kind of like gave me like pedophile feels when they were talking to
each
other.
Oh, good. Now, wasn't Nala like Mufasa's wife? She,
no.
Is she the mother?
No.
Oh, she was the girl he grew up with.
Yeah, the little okay cub he grew up with.
Okay.
Who is the one that ended up finding him, telling him, like, yo, you need to get back.
Yeah.
Shit is really messed up back home.
Well, I'm dying to see that. That sounds so good.
The death scene was different.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Unless okay I can't remember the death scene. Because he got killed by hyenas in the original, right? Like
who?
A pack of hyenas? Mufasa.
No, not hyenas, but the wildebeest, I think, right?
Yeah, but wasn't he got killed like by animals, right?
Right.
But did he fall off a cliff?
Oh, you know what? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Yeah.
I think the death was different.
Yeah.
It was pretty quick. They made the death scene pretty quick in this one. I was weeping, though. Me and Gabby were crying.
So Gabby's here.
Mm-hmm, with Marcellus.
With Marcellus, her mm-hmm son.
Yeah.
You excited?
Yeah, it's a lot, though.
What do you mean?
It's just like having a 5-year-old around all the time. It's a lot.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they staying with you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's got to be kind of tight there.
Yeah. I think we're going to go to San Diego on Thursday.
Yeah.
Go to like the zoo or SeaWorld or something.
Yeah. Take him. Take him to Legoland.
Well, that's we went to Dave and Buster's yesterday and she like was playing a game. So I was like, okay, I'll walk around with him. And I turned my head for 2 seconds, and when I turned back around, he was gone, and I started melting down.
Oh,
I was
wow
like, oh, my God, I lost my sister's kid, like, already. And he was just, like, around the corner. But it literally, all it takes is just for you to turn your head for 1 second.
Right.
And he's like, boom, because he's so fast.
Yeah.
But I like, damn near was, like, crying at Dave and Buster's because I thought I lost him.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, I just ordered a backpack with a leash on it because yeah Gabby forgot to bring it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you said you were going to use
mm-hmm
one. You need it.
Yeah.
That kid is all over the place.
Yeah, all over the place.
Right?
All over the place. So much
sounds
energy.
Sounds like it. Yeah,
yeah.
They have no fear, huh?
No, none. And she said that he was completely fearless on the flight.
Yeah.
Wasn't even flinching. He just, at the last 2 hours, I guess, he got up, stood on his chair and looked at everybody and goes, why are we still up in the air? And she was like, oh my God, I can't do it.
Embarrassing.
And he took a dump on the plane. He was that kid.
Yeah.
He was that kid.
Wait, what do you mean? In the bathroom?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people do. I don't, but a lot of people do.
I just feel like it's kind of like disrespectful. Just like hold your shit till we land.
Exactly, you know?
Yeah.
Just like the people here in the bathroom. They have no respect.
Yeah. Or like bring something with you and spray. Have some common courtesy. You don't have body spray in your backpack. It's like, it's not cool.
I know. Public bathrooms are to pee only. Relax.
Unless it's like a complete emergency, but just have backup.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's somebody here who's got an emergency every day exactly when I go in.
Yeah, same.
And it's not pleasant.
Same.
I, yeah.
Same.
Yeah, just go home half an hour earlier, you know. All right. Well.
That's another thing I just want to say about the movies is I get that it's a children's movie.
Uh-huh.
But people brought like babies into the movie theater. Like at least three or four babies went off acoustically during the movie. And I was just like, this makes no sense to me. They're like under the age of two. Right. They have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, get a freaking babysitter.
Yeah,
you know?
Like if you want to see Lion King, wait for DVD or get a babysitter.
Right.
There's no need for you to bring your one-year-old to the movie theater.
No, it makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, and I hate to be an ass, but like get out.
No, just because they don't want to spend money on a babysitter. That's all.
And they charge you full price for like an infant. It's like I think an infant is like 13 while an adult is 18. I'm like, really? $5 off for someone who doesn't even know Goo Goo Gaga yet? That's crazy.
No, I think it's above a certain age, maybe above 4 or 5 years
old. No, infant is an option. You go on like Fandango with adult, senior, adult, child, infant.
Oh, really?
And an infant is the same price as an child.
So they figured they're going to take a seat. What the hell? You know?
Yeah, on the parent's lap, praying that the parent's like, oh, please make it to for 2 hours, please.
Oh, well.
But yeah, it was good. I would go see it. It's definitely a movie that you have to see in theaters. I wouldn't recommend waiting for it to be on DVD. It just wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, huh? So you need the
surround sound, like the big screen.
Yeah.
Totally worth it. It's worth the money. Wow. I loved it.
Yeah?
I loved it. It was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that. The critics just slammed it.
What?
You know? Yeah.
For what?
I don't know.
I think they just like to throw hate on everything.
They do.
Like they hated Aladdin. Now they hate Lion King.
Right. I don't know.
It's like, what do you guys want from these
people? Exactly. What are you looking for in a movie exactly? You know?
I thought it was great. They redid every original song, you know, Circle of Life. They started, the beginning of the movie was just great.
Yeah.
And then they ended the movie with the same beginning of the movie. And I was like, I love this movie. I want to go again.
Yeah, go see it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. All right, well, we're going to bring in our guest right now so we can continue the conversation all together. We're joined by Mr. Dino H. Carter. Welcome to the show, Dino.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks for joining us. And you probably realize we have a similar accent and stuff.
No, we
don't, but we're from the same place. I know we don't have the same accent, actually, but it's, well, you've been traveling since when? Like
since I was 13.
Really?
Yeah.
So you learned English in school like everybody else in Israel does?
And then I, the thing was that I listened to different music.
Right.
Which always, rock and roll.
So. Right. So it opens up
English
your...
English and movies. I was such a movie buff for such an early age. So I had to watch movies with no subtitles or anything. So, yeah.
That's how you learn.
Wow.
You know? I also had Mad Magazine. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, but it's really funny, you know.
What
it's
is
like,
that?
It's like they have all kinds of parodies on movies and just cartoons, funny cartoons.
Oh, really?
Comics, things like
that. They still make that, or that was like an old school thing?
They just folded last month, or last week.
Mm.
It lasted all this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Mm. It's become an institution. Haven't you seen that picture of a... face of a boy and he's missing one tooth in
with
the front.
A huge smile.
Right.
No, I have no clue what you guys are talking about. Like, not a clue.
It's weird they didn't make a movie.
Alfred E. Newman, they call him.
It was for us, I mean, 70s, 80s and all that. It was like super well known.
So, right. But it was an American magazine. So we would get it there. It's pretty expensive. I would get like, music and pop and rock magazines from England and from the U.S. that they brought there.
Do you remember Bravo magazine?
No, not Bravo.
Wow, that was, yeah! Yeah. It was German or British or something.
Oh, so I wouldn't have been able to. Oh, I remember Bravo, but yeah, I wouldn't have been able to read German.
Who reads it? All I want is the posters.
Oh, I see.
my walls were like posters of Guns N' Roses and all that.
That's how it was. Mm. That's how it was. Did you ever have posters?
I had one poster in my room of Aaliyah.
Aaliyah?
Do you even have any idea who that is?
Yeah.
You do?
Wasn't she the one that died?
In the plane crash. What a tragic death. Right. She's 22. Ugh.
Yeah.
So kids today don't use posters on the walls?
No.
Today they don't.
Definitely not. No.
Nothing printed for the kids today. Yeah.
You know what people are doing now is they're spending thousands of dollars on that art that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like people are literally getting paid thousands of dollars to scribble.
Right.
But it's like they've made a profit off of it. They just make scribble look good. Right. But people just want scribble on their wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like every dude that I've ever dated, and when you go into their house, they have like Kai art or something, and it's just like all this stuff that makes no sense. But I'll be like, how much was this painting? He'll be like, oh, like $8,000. I'm like, you spent $8,000 on this. I could have probably done this for you myself.
So do it.
You could give me that $8,000, please.
Exactly. Well, this is modern art for you, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it started with like, what's
Pollock.
His name? Yeah, Pollock, who Pollock, Jason Pollock, yeah. Right?
Yeah. No clue.
Yeah, he was. He was a painter that just would go with a brush like this with a paint, and the paint would like drip on the
canvas. Yeah.
But so if you ever seen those kind of pictures,
yeah, I do.
That's his style of his pictures.
And let me guess, he didn't get pop until after he died?
Well, he didn't die.
It's
pretty modern.
He was pretty well known before he died because he was the first to do that.
Right.
And second, it was about technique as well. I mean, it was a very... we're going into an art lesson.
Right? Yeah.
That's okay.
It's okay. We like it.
It was a specific era in time where everything was kind of new and the technique was part of it. So he was... actually, it was huge. It was like the size of the studio.
Right.
And
he
was on the floor, right?
Stand on it. While he's using the paintbrush and paint, so the idea is the artist is part of the actual art because he is actually part of it.
Right.
That's why he got to be, this is interesting.
I think a lot of people have stolen that technique.
Oh, yeah. Because they think it's so cool. It looks so great on your living room, but you just, it's not Pollock.
Yeah.
That's why he's... art is so expensive, not $8,000.
That's how it's
more than $8,000.
Originals, originals would be.
Knockoffs are probably about $8,000.
Right.
Probably, yeah.
But you know, many of like the I think it was Mozart or Beethoven that their music did not become famous until after they died.
Yeah,
you know?
It sucks.
And they never even got a feel. Even
like they
Van
have
Gogh,
no idea.
Right?
Yeah, Beethoven and a lot of them. Yeah, Mozart was a huge hit when he was a teenager. Mm-hmm. He started in a really really early age.
Right.
But a lot of them, well, you need to remember, people died really young back then, like 35. Whoa, that's
tops, right?
That's crazy.
Can you imagine? But that,
most people died at birth back then.
At birth, like for stillbirth, like stillborns, what is it called? SIDS, sudden infant death, or something.
You either died before you were born, so in the womb, or after you were born because of all the diseases and everything.
That's crazy.
And complications in delivery as well. Right. Yeah, they didn't have anything.
Well, because George Washington had like syphilis, and he had no idea. But if this was today, and George Washington had syphilis, he would know.
Oh yeah.
And he'd have everybody sign NDAs, like, I do not have this.
Exactly. You don't know anything about it.
So basically, George Washington was a whore.
Aren't we all?
Mm-hmm.
So, Dino, tell us a little bit about yourself. You gave us an art history lesson. We appreciate that.
Yeah, sure.
I imagine you are a bit into art if you know all this this history and stuff. Did you go to college at all?
I did, but not for art. At all.
Right. What did you go to college for?
Communication and management.
Oh, okay.
And I did it after years of actually working in marketing and have my own business. But I went to learn things that I don't know, like numbers and economics and all those things.
All the boring stuff.
Exactly.
But I'm really happy that I did that because you learn sociology and psychology and law.
Right. All the electives, and those are awesome.
It really helped me because I started marketing in a very early age just because I was like, okay, I understand how it works.
Right.
But then after you learn about what makes us tick as human and how we think and all that and society and how technology affects society and all that, as a marketer, if you have a little bit of brain, it really helps.
Right.
So you can make everything and every process much faster, or you can get to your goal much faster as a marketer.
And you knew this is early on in your life, that this is what you wanted to do?
No.
No?
I wanted to be in a rock band. So. Yeah.
So did everybody else. Mm. You know, I'm also like, if you had a chance, what would you be? Well, yeah, in a rock band. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
That's true,
that
right?
That was never something I wanted to do, really? Be a performer, no. Yeah. I mean, I wanted to be an actress, just not a singer.
No, for guys, it's different. Yeah. You figure you're going to get all the girls and the fame and the money. It's an attractive ordeal.
But then you watch all these movies about people that live that life and everyone's miserable.
Right. You
just
know,
going
all
from
the drugs.
City to city.
Yeah.
Just sleeping with people, doing drugs, staying awake, performing the same set day in and day out. That's got to be like a tough life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, hard. I since I was 15, yeah. 14, I started rocking and I lived this crazy life up until I was like 25.
Really?
Yeah, that's actually how I started understanding PR and how this machine works. One day when I was 15, I think, I woke up in the morning and there was an article about me.
Really?
Last night I was at a huge show and I performed and I was like the bad guy, the bad kid. And I understood what it is to open the newspaper and see a photo of yourself and like
it was powerful for you.
Okay, that's how you want to rock, so we can do that. So that's how I started.
Good press or bad press, it's still press, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, you need to be out there, you know, and you know it. I mean, you're exposed to the world and everything.
Right, yeah.
You've got a lot of followers and people know about your life, you know, they know everything. So, and you know, just from what we talk about, I mean, you're in marketing, whether you know it or not.
Yeah.
You know,
I pretty much promote myself.
Right.
Because if you don't promote yourself, no one else is going to do it for you.
Right.
Unless you pay them.
And you've branded yourself, and that's what Dino does. You have a company called Debranding, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And so we'll get to that, of course, and we'll get to the details and all that. But we wanted to know a little bit about your background. You grew up in Israel, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Israel. And then, again, since 13, I visited London and Europe a ton. And then...
Since you were 13, with a family or alone?
Yeah.
With a family.
Yeah, my dad took me, and I think that he will never forget that. The minute we landed in London, it was like I felt home.
Really?
Yeah, and even he was like always telling to his friends, oh, my God, he was like... he's at home. Because I never felt really at home in Israel. I felt like a fish out of the water.
All these years ever since you were born?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you were not meant to be born there. Maybe you picked the wrong parents right before you came in.
I think they just picked up the wrong place. And that's how it is when... It's all about the parents and the house you grow up in and everything.
I think so too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the most important thing is that the first name I remember as a baby is Elvis.
Really?
So if that's the first thing you know, you will probably be a rocker for the rest of your life.
Yeah, or at least be like into it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember the first name. Music, that was way too long ago for me.
Yeah, but Elvis was a name you could forget, you know?
Once you know that there's a guy named Elvis and he's like the king,
right.
I had to check this thing out. Mm-hmm. And my dad really liked those kind of rock and roll. And my nanny actually was...
He died young, right?
Elvis, he was pretty young.
He should have died younger.
Jeez, because he was on so many drugs.
Yeah.
He died like a caricature of himself.
He was overweight. And
yeah.
Sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But if you see the first comeback show with the black leather
I've actually
suit.
Never listened to his music except for his Christmas music.
Yeah.
Love his Christmas tunes. I've never actually listened to any of his regular music.
Right. There's only one or two songs I can handle from him, you know, but he was a big deal at the time.
Not
everybody liked the music.
Right.
But
and even if you go to Vegas, people still dress up as him.
Right.
Cetera,
he's just a legend, you know.
He's a legend.
Because he started something unique, and original. And then
but that's
going to
be exhausting.
Came. Yeah.
You know, like he probably got lost in it. Like, who am I?
Probably.
Like, looked at himself in the mirror, like, who am I? I have no idea who I am.
Right.
Sometimes I feel like Lady Gaga's like that. Like, she put on such a persona, she just got to be like that for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
It looks like now she's like into, okay.
I'm over this.
Yeah, I need to become a normal, real person because I'm losing it.
Yeah.
And she talks about authenticity too, you know? So it's like she's got to be who she is to her fans as well.
Well, yeah, she did an interview and she was crying and she was like, I miss people. She's like, I miss just being able to go outside and just like look at some random guy like walking his dog and be like, hey. Right. She goes, I can't do that now because as soon as I step out, I got to be who people expect me to be, like crazy high heels, booty shorts, fishnet stockings, makeup that you shouldn't be wearing to the grocery store. She's just crazy. But that's a lot of people too.
Yeah.
Like Madonna's probably lost herself.
I just think that fame and money will do that to you because you can't really trust anybody anymore. You don't know why they're with you.
Right. Yeah.
You know, usually it's for the fame or the money.
Right, right. You know, and then you just keep like making more money. Like all these artists start off as like a rocker and then all of a sudden they have a makeup line or they started a restaurant or just 1,000 different things. So now you're known for all these different things and you have way more money than just your music money. And it's like, how do you expect anyone if you can lay next to them and actually be like, okay, do they love me? Like that sucks.
It's funny. I had a talk with a client that he wanted to understand a little bit about his sales process and all that. So I helped him get the right mindset to sell his services and everything. Mm-hmm. And one of his questions was that he knows a celebrity, a well-known guy.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this guy has different companies. And that client wanted to get work from him, you know, to manage his social media, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And he couldn't get it. And I was like, you need to understand that this guy, Nick, he doesn't know if you're a friend of him just because you want the money or not.
Right, right.
That's true.
Because there's like, wait a minute, why people are with me or want to hang out but maybe just after the money and everything.
Right,
so when
right.
you ask him for a job, that's the worst thing you can
yeah,
do.
Right.
Why would he do that? You just confirm that you're with him, hanging out with him just for the money.
Right.
That's true.
And we started talking about that because and that's something that I always do when I talk about sales and marketing and everything is sales. I mean, we started as babies. Think about it. We started as a sales.
Right.
Yeah. When you cry as a baby to get your mother's milk, that's sales. That's, hey, mom.
It's coercion.
I'm trying to pursue. Yeah, you know, I want food. That's what I want. I want food now.
Right.
And now that we're grown up and with the world today, the idea is to not sell when you try to sell.
Mm.
The more you will sell, the less you will actually sell.
Yeah. That makes sense. You know, it's like, okay, so explain that to us. I mean, you're saying don't be a salesman.
Yeah.
Be more authentic. Be interested maybe in the customer, the prospect.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You said it right. So the idea is not to be self-absorbed and not to be product-centric. The product is
like
yourself.
I gotta make that sale. And
yeah.
Be customer-centric. So if you really want to sell, think what they want to hear, what they want to feel, who they want to be, how you can make their day better
right.
by offering them your product or your service.
Right.
What usually happens, And let's take social media, for instance, because everybody's using social media these days. Right.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. She barely goes on social media.
Oh, yeah, of course. So you see a lot of products.
Yeah.
They have their Instagram page, for instance. Right. And they just, all the posts are photos of the product.
Right.
Who cares about your damn product?
Exactly.
You're the only one who cares about your product. Before you have a fan base and get people to actually love your product and want to see your product all over, you need to think not about yourself. Think about them. What they want to see. What they want. How can I help them? How can I give them something that when they will see that post, they will say, "Oh, that's awesome!"
Right?
They will like. They will share.
Danny knows how to do that shit.
Not really.
With your posts?
I mean, I don't really promote products, though.
No, not products, but yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah. But I don't really... So, for instance, like YouTube, my whole mentality for a really long time was I need as many views as possible so people watch my ads and I make money because that's how I pay my bills. And then I had this conversation with this guy who's like, once you stop caring about how many views you're getting and you just post to post... things are going to turn around for you. Because he's like, once you take that mentality out, like, oh, I need to make this much money off this video. He's like, that means you're not actually doing the video because you want to do it. You're doing it because you want money behind it.
Right, and that's exactly what Dino was saying, I think.
Take that out and just post because you want to post. And it's more authentic. People will care. Like, I uploaded my liposuction video. Like, I did a video a day while I was in recovery.
Wow, that's a great idea.
And I had no makeup on. I looked toed up and I just didn't care. I was like, I'm not putting on makeup. I'm just going to be me. There was times where I was like almost in tears because I was in so much pain. And the video would only be like, the clip would only be like a minute or two because that's all I could like sit down for that long of a period of time. And one day it's almost at 16,000 views.
Yeah.
And people are like, I like you better like this because you got like no makeup on. Like it's refreshing to watch.
More authentic. Yeah. People like to see who's behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And that's the difference between brand, personal brand and corporate brand. Mm-hmm. As personal brand, you have to be more out there and totally open.
And open and revealing of your life.
Yeah.
And when you're a corporate, you have to stop think like corporate. You have to think like a person.
Oh.
That's why it's like who the brand is and not what the brand is.
Right.
What type of people do you want to represent when you're promoting your brand?
If this brand or your product was a person, who would it be?
Right.
What car would it drive? What music would it like? You know, all that. And then you just kind of content that your people would want.
Right.
Right.
And stop selling. And, stop you know, selling. Right? A lot of people try to sell anything, you know? And it's just like even themselves, you know, and the thing is just be authentic and stop thinking about I'm selling something, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's the bottom line here. And like you said, you know, in sales, I think you have to love what you're selling because otherwise you're going to do it only for the money and people will know you're desperate, you know.
Right.
But if you do what you like to do. And you go and you sell your business and stuff. It doesn't even seem like sales. You know, it's the same with me. If I had to do cold calling, I could never do it. I mean, I used to, but there's such rejection that I couldn't deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
But when people come to the station here and I show them what we offer and everything, I'm the best salesman in the world.
Right.
And they joined because of me, not because of the station.
For sure.
Because of me.
But that's because you love what you're selling.
Right.
But if you're like cold calling and you're like, hey, listen, you haven't paid your medical bill since like 2010.
No, I don't mean about collecting bills. I mean about selling like.
Oh, like a new medical device or something.
Anything.
Yeah, I couldn't do it either.
Yeah, anything. You know, it's like calling from a list and saying, look, we're selling.
I can give you a great tip about cold calling and everything about sales. So I hated that.
Yeah.
Because I was a marketing guy for so many years. Right. And I was like, I'm not the sales guy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then a few good years ago, like 7 years ago or something, it was like either I'm selling or I don't have anything to eat and I'm, you know.
Right. You have no choice.
I lost my job here in downtown and I worked for this big fashion company that after the recession they just sank with everyone. So
that sucks.
Yeah, that's a big time.
Yeah, and I feel like fashion brands are really struggling right now because you got these online brands like Fashion Nova.
Oh yeah,
that have like you can buy I literally just brought 7 pairs of jeans because they had a sale that was like, take 50% off to 50% off. And I was like, bet. So I've been like, I don't ever shop online, but then you see these jeans were originally 50. I'm getting them for $8.
Wow. Right.
So like you have online brands like this, they're $1 billion company because they know, okay, if we do this like once a month, it's not going to hurt our pockets right. because we exactly. are making so much money.
No, they will make so much money out of that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Because
even if the margin is so small, mm-hmm. they know that they're going to sell so many
right.
that it's a lot of money.
Yeah, and they pay like...
Yes, it's a numbers game.
And they pay branders. Like one of my girls promotes for them and they pay her $15,000 a month for 10 posts.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm how like, long, that's how long, ridiculous.
How long has this been going? That's interesting.
That company?
No, the with your friend.
She's been getting 15 grand a month for I think 2 years now.
Nice.
So she's made over $100,000. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I hope nice. She's bringing at least that. That's a lot of money. That's good.
She doesn't save. I go, bitch, if I was making $15,000 a month, I'd be sitting on shit. And that's wow. with all my bills being paid.
Yeah. Is she young? Like, doesn't know like shit about how to manage money?
But she lives on her own. I'm just either she's lying about how much she's getting paid. Or she really has a spending problem.
Right.
Because a lot of people do and they don't even realize they do.
Yeah.
Right. But don't believe everything people say.
I really don't.
15 grand.
That's a lot. That's a lot. But I know multiple people that get paid from that company and they're all few grand. Like few grand.
Do they have more followers than you?
Yeah, way more. Like if I was at maybe like 500-600K on Instagram, I'd probably be getting paid from clothing brands. I'm not right now.
Not yet.
It's interesting, the whole influencers thing, which I hate this term, but whatever.
Well, it's about to go to shit because you saw that Instagram thing that went viral on Twitter. It got like a million reposts. And I reposted and I said, I can't wait for this to go down.
What is that?
They're taking off likes and views. The only thing people are going to see are comments. And they started in Canada, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, every country basically except for the United States yet.
Right.
But it's going to come.
But they show how many followers you have, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, if brands want to work with you, that you can still send them the insights because you can see likes and comments.
Right.
Just nobody else can.
Right.
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
I think that'll work fine.
I think it'd be fine. People are like freaking out about it.
People are obsessed with it.
Yeah. Because they're like, this is how we make our money. I'm like, you can still make money, but brands are definitely going to be like, we're not paying you as much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the whole thing. I mean, the biggest companies now, consumer goods products, Procter & Gamble and Unilever. They're like, this whole influencers thing maybe was good for millennials, but it's so unreal and unauthentic, and Gen Zs will not eat it, which is, of course. And not only that, you can see Bloomberg did a really nice big research to see how Instagram is real and the amount of realness and actual things and actual followers and real likes and real comments. And like, it's like almost 20% is automated.
Fake. Yeah.
Fake. Yeah. And bots.
I follow this chick.
So think that it's like you paid $1 million, but 20% of this $1 million goes nowhere.
Yeah. Nowhere. Nowhere. Yeah, because it's fake.
It's like you just lost. Right. And that's like, you start with losing about 20%, about 15%. Right. You lost all of your money. So
well, they have this calculator now too that'll show you your engagement.
Uh-huh.
So I follow this chick. She's got 1.1 million, but she's getting the same likes I do, like 3,000. I'm like, there's no way you have 1.1 million followers and you're only getting 3,000 to 8,000 likes on your picture. It's just not. Right. You should be getting at least 14 to 20. At least 27.
Right.
So a lot of people have bought in their followers, but they think, okay, well, if a brand comes to my page and they see I've got 1.1, they have to pay me this percent.
Right.
And I'm like, what the hell?
Everybody does that. You know, I mean, not everybody, but so many people buy followers and it's so cheap and so easy. And then it becomes like, you see, because it's like social currency, how many followers you have.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fake that, then eventually you could be left with your pants down, you know, because like Twitter did that. Didn't they like delete a lot of
I was at almost 300,000. I've never bought followers, but they get rid of inactive pages and like whatever. I was at like 300,000. Now I'm at 190. And then on Instagram, years ago, like when it was maybe like when I was 2 years in, they did like a sweep and like everybody lost followers. Even Kim Kardashian, I think she went down like
I remember that.
10 million or something. Yeah.
I mean, how can that be, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, they're all bullshitting, you know, it's all bullshit.
I would never just because I don't care enough. Like, I feel like I could spend that money on something I actually
right, but if you made money from it, you probably would.
But you, you know? At the end of the day, you won't make money from it. Because when they take those likes and the, because people can pay for likes now. Right. You can pay for YouTube views, like, but none of that is going to, like, when you go to someone's page and they have 700,000 views on a video and 2,000 subscribers, it's not going to make sense. It's
right.
Just, a brand's going to look at that and then, like, five comments.
Right. But I'm not saying to go that far. But, you know, like the one with a million that doesn't get a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, if she's getting money from it, she's going to keep doing it.
Yeah, she's one of the people that gets paid over a few $1,000 a month from this brand.
What you can do if you're, you know, if you have good engagement and...
My engagement's like a one. It could definitely be better, for sure.
Yeah,
like, if my engagement was like a five, I'd be like, okay, I can understand why I could be like, no, you guys should be paying me. But my engagement on Instagram is only like a 1.8 or something. Gabby's at like a 7.
Really?
Yeah. Gabby should be getting paid a lot of money, but she never posts.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a sister, by the way.
Yeah, it's my twin. Okay. She has like a... She's got like 50,000 more followers than me. When she got pregnant, she just like boomed.
Yeah.
People love pregnant people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, so that's something for you to look forward to.
I actually don't know if I want kids anymore.
Yeah. Not anymore?
Yeah.
Why?
I was like, I might just be that cool aunt.
Yeah. That, exactly. You know, where you send them home at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
you're right.
It.
You see, because you get to see it up close and you see what it can do to a person.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, when you have a wild 5-year-old man, he'll require all of your attention and time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
and you can't bring it back to the store when you're done playing.
Right.
Yeah, or send it back where it came from, you know?
No. I mean, all of it's cool because you have like a mini you running around. But even like when they get older, you got to stress about college. You got to stress about... Oh, they just got their driver's license. Now I got to wait by the window every time they drive home. I just don't know if I want, like if I, because I'm older. So if I ever do find a man and I settle down, I want to like travel the world with him and like enjoy life. I don't want to immediately meet him, have a child, and then all of a sudden our life is just our child. I just feel like that's going
to. You're right. That's the way you need to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy your life as long as you can before you have your kids.
Yeah.
Because then you have to wait 18, 20 years until
until you get some
house.
Freedom. Yeah. Exactly. And then it's like, at that point, are me and him even going to still be in love with each other? Or are we just going to hate each other?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to wait 20 years for a friggin' vacation. Come on.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
My God.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. Unless you get it when you make kids when you're really young.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wish I like had maybe one child when I was like, 18 or 19.
Yeah.
Have my parents be pissed at me, but at least he'd be grown right now.
Yeah.
Right. Or almost on his way there.
And you'll have time to party and do whatever, you know?
Exactly. Oh, no.
So for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Dino H. Carter, and he's got the website, the company D, like in David or in Dino, D's in Dino Branding. And you can find out more at dbranding.la. So tell us a little bit about people come to you needing some help in marketing their company, right?
Yeah.
You've been doing this for a long time. You went to school. You learned about all this. Have you been able to apply your principles to something you've done? I mean, obviously your own company, right?
Yeah, but you know how it is. You're not really good when it comes to your own business, but you're really good when it comes to other people's business. So,
true.
Yeah, and you know, the same with me. So, yeah.
So someone comes to you and they go, "I need some help." What would you do?
The first thing I will ask is, "What do you need, or what is your goal, and what is the biggest hurdle that prevents you of getting there?"
Mm.
Because when they come because they need something, usually it's not what they need. It's what they think they need.
Mm.
So while I'm focusing the question on what is your goal, where do you want to get, and why you don't get it right now, and then we start working on that. And a lot of my clients say that my branding sessions are like going to the shrink. And it's, I think they're right. Because I've done so many things in branding, from PR to Levi's to working with MTV Europe for doing merchandising and licensing after internet and all that, I really want to dig deep because it's somewhere very, the answer is deep inside.
The person.
In a small company, it's right. The person, and at the end of the day, they need to ask themselves a few different questions. Why? Who am I? Why should they buy or use my service? And what exactly I'm selling? Most
right.
businesses don't know what they sell.
Mm.
They mm. think they sell a product. They think they sell water.
Right.
You're not selling water. You're selling a promise or you're solving a problem.
Uh-huh.
You are selling something intangible. You make your customers feel in a specific way,
right.
feel that they are part of something. I ride a Harley, okay? I'm a biker.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you that no one in the world, and this is one of the biggest brands in the world,
right?
No one buys a Harley because of the engine.
Right.
I love the engine.
Right.
But no one buys a Harley because of the features of the product.
Right.
Right.
It's because it says something about you. It shows to the world, to your peers, who you are.
Right.
You think about yourself in a specific way.
Mm-hmm.
Think.
So it's like a status symbol in a way. And, you know, where.
Sometimes it's status symbol. Sometimes yeah. it's something completely different.
Right. But I mean, I'm not saying status symbol in the way that you have a lot of money, but status meaning that this is what I'm about. I'm about bikes, you know, I'm about freedom. I'm about, you know, doing. Yeah, like identifying with the group.
Mm-hmm. I'm something specific. I want to feel who I am. I want to know who I am. For instance, and so that's why I would say feeling or instead of status symbol.
Okay.
Think about, for instance, Prius and Tesla.
Right.
Both of them are electric cars, right? But each one of them positioned themselves totally different to a totally different customer base.
Right.
Mm.
Tesla means that you've made it. Prius means that you actually care about the planet.
The environment, right.
Exactly.
Or that you did make it, you know?
Yeah.
or Tesla, you made it.
Or you work for Uber or Lyft, because exactly. most Uber or Lyft drivers have a Prius.
Yeah. Everybody yeah. has a freaking yeah. Prius, and nobody likes them.
It's either you don't have money or you do have money.
Right.
See, I don't like Teslas. I'm like the only person that's not like, ooh, goo goo gaga.
Have you been inside of one?
No, but I just don't like how they look on the outside. I don't like look at those and say, like, yo, those cars are super fire.
Yeah,
like,
but you need to be inside. It's a rocket.
It's a rocket
ship.
I was in a Tesla Uber once.
Yeah.
Someone, I think a guy like got me a Tesla on the way home. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
That's crazy.
On the way home.
Yeah. Mm.
Drive with a...
On the way home, yeah. yeah. Get the fuck out of here, bitch.
$120,000 car to drive Uber?
Yeah.
That would be like the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah.
Except he doesn't have to spend money on gas, so that makes sense.
He had this like, big like computer thing in the front.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was like it ridiculous. I was like, what is that?
You know that they programmed new features into the car all the time, like you download it to your phone.
Right.
So suddenly your car can do new things that you couldn't do before.
Yeah, I'm just like not into like the new.
I know, it's a guy thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it looks like a guy's car.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it looks like a guy's car.
It is a guy's car.
Yeah, like I can't picture a woman be like, oh my God, I really want this Tesla.
Exactly, and all the gadgets and
like,
stuff.
Like Rolls Royces, I think are man cars. I
yeah,
think
they
look
are.
Manly. Like I know a lot of females have them, but I think they look manly.
Yeah, because that's the way they started, I think, you know. It's like a
for
man
the British
status.
Gentleman, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know? I mean, I think the SUVs are a little bit more girly.
Uh-huh.
But like those are ridiculous. Like who can actually afford those? I think there might be like three on the road.
Yeah.
Really? It's just like who can afford that?
I know.
Kylie Jenner.
I have we have a host here who's got a Bentley SUV.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
Expensive too.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, cool some guy. People have money coming out of their ears. So, let me ask you this. So, do you help more companies like my size, bigger, smaller? How does it work? You work with everybody or more with bigger companies?
I started by working with everybody, and I was like really into the very small sized businesses because I wanted to give them the knowledge and the tools that usually they lack, they can't get a hold of. But then you see that they don't understand what I'm talking about.
Really?
It's really hard for them to understand the concept of branding and marketing and why it's so important to first brand before you put money on magazine ads and waste all your money because you didn't brand before. And the second thing is that they're afraid. They are really afraid of doing something, of spending some money. And it's really, marketing is not about money at all.
Right.
It's about money. It's about people and concepts and ideas. And that's why the big companies that have great human resource and great thinkers, that's why they win. Not because they have so much money. So I try to work with mid-size I try to work with companies that starts about $7 million a year or something like that. That's not huge.
Right.
That's not huge at all.
Right.
But they're more than one or two people.
Right.
They have a marketing director or marketing manager and a COO and a CFO and all that. So there's people to work with. There are processes that I can change the processes in the company because it's all about making the processes effective.
Right.
If you try to sell but you're not doing it right, you will not sell. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how many leads you will get. If you don't do it right, if you're not selling the right way or the right thing or to the right people, you will not sell.
Right.
Or you will sell when it starts and it's really cool because the first year is not a problem. The first year will be good. Everybody's like, yeah, and it's a new thing, and everybody has tons of energy. But wait till the third year.
Uh-huh.
It won't be as good in the third year if you're not doing things the right way, efficiently and effectively. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Makes sense. Makes sense to me. I love marketing. That's what I majored in. And I read books all the time. Because I love this stuff, It's like because without marketing, you can't do shit with your business. Because marketing is not about advertising. It's not about selling. Those are just parts of marketing, But marketing is an all-encompassing thing. It's what makes you think about what kind of business do I have, What am I selling? Like you said,
Totally.
What kind of business am I in? That you many people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we are totally out of time, Dino. Tell us more about how people can find out more about you, hire you. I mean, you've got a website full of information.
Yeah, so dbranding.la is my website, and they can go there. They can contact me from there. They can get tons of free worksheet and all of that to start work on their brand.
Right.
And they can find me on LinkedIn, which has a lot of videos and tips that I post almost daily.
Really?
On LinkedIn.
So that's important, huh? To stay current and post every day, like blogs, things like that.
It's important. And,
or at least
and
regularly.
I love it. I really like to spread the knowledge and to show people in half a minute, hey, you can do this, you can do that, that will work. Or right. Don't do this, do that. Stuff like that.
That's cool. I'm going to check it out. So you have the videos where?
On LinkedIn and on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you look for what on YouTube?
So on YouTube, you can look for Dbranding. That's a channel. And those videos are longer and more in-depth. And right. On LinkedIn, just find me, Dino H. Carter, on LinkedIn. Right. And the videos there and the knowledge there is shorter and very fast and to the point.
Right. Dino H. Carter, and remember the H. He told me we got to emphasize that because you don't want to be compared to another Dino.
There's another guy, Dino Carter, in marketing, and actually
so
he's in LA.
So that's what confused people.
Yeah, and I'm Dino H. Carter. The H is really important.
There you go, and that like sticks in your mind, and you go, that's a pretty good marketing thing too, you know. Remember the H, man. What was his name? Dino H. Carter. So remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
What does the H stand for?
The age reminds me my original Hebrew name. And this is something I do for my dad.
Very cool. So you have a middle name, right?
That's totally Hebrew. Very Hebrewish name.
Yeah. But in Israel, most people don't have a middle name. Mm. It's just first and last. So that's why I'm thinking, you know, it's a little unusual, but cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Dino, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Of course. You're a wealth of personality and information. We really appreciate that. And like I said, marketing to me is the most important thing. It's the main thing in your business. And if you need some help, pick up the phone, go to the website, check him out, and reach out. And I'm going to check out your videos because, like I said, I love this stuff.
Awesome.
Thank you, Dino. Thank you, Danny.
You're
Dino
welcome.
And Danny we have here mm-hmm. today. Danny and Dino. So a lot of D's, a lot of N's, but that's what we have. That's how we roll. I'll see you tomorrow.
No.
No, not you, but everybody else.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.